The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your sex life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your sex life needs a little something? Well, let's figure it out intimately with Tamaron for an hour of simple and basic tips to help you create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure into your life. Now, here's your host, Tamaron.
Welcome to this fun-filled, interactive, intimate hour with me, Tamaron. I've created this show to provide you, my listeners, with some of the top experts in the world who can help us all create more fun, passion, and sexual intimacy back into our lives. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing, and how can we make that time more fun, honorable, and pleasurable? And those are the questions that I ask myself a lot, and I'm sure you are feeling the same way. Many of us live crazy, hectic lives, and at some point we feel like something is just missing. I think I have found the answer for me in my life, and so I want to share it and share it some more. And what I realized was that I was lacking deep intimacy in my life. It was affecting my personal relationships, and I felt lonely, misunderstood, and I also felt that somehow I was dying on the inside. How could that be? I knew that I was a genuine, caring, loving person, but how come I wasn't happy? How come I felt so terrible and I couldn't explain it? Well, I was determined to find out my own answers, and through much prayer and faith, I set out on a path that clearly showed me the way. But I wanted the quick answer, and don't we all? And being as stubborn as I am, my life showed me something that was very unexpected. I was looking for happiness, love, and abundance in the wrong place. I was looking for everyone else in my life to provide that for me. And I was expecting it to show up just like in the movies, on TV, or in the amazing books that I had read. And I thought I was entitled. But after working with other leaders, coaches, even some motivational speakers, they gave me the tools and the tips on how to get the answer. And after walking down that path for well over 10 years, I finally got the answer, and I just about fell over when I realized the truth. How come no one teaches you guys this stuff in school? ABC, 1, 2, 3, it doesn't even compare to what I had learned. And this was like the treasure in the treasure box that we all hope to find secretly hidden in our house somewhere or buried in the backyard from our ancestors. I found me. And I realized that old cliche, no one else can make me happy and no one else can provide for me and no one else can even satisfy my needs. No one else even has a clue what does it for me. And it isn't their job, it's mine. So what did this mean? It meant figure out what excites me, figure out what scares me, figure out what I would love to try doing and figure out what I'm feeling and figure out a way to communicate it all. I was lacking deep communication skills, and I didn't even have a clue to understand what I was feeling and how to express it. So I learned because I was forced to learn, and I kept on learning, and I loved to read and take courses and meet others and share experiences, and lo and behold, I became so grounded, and I felt so fulfilled and so genuinely happy that I can't stop smiling because I love my life and I love me. Then some incredible things started happening where I was attracting beautiful people into my life, personally and professionally. And I became very intimate with myself and others. And that just created beautiful, passionate love in my life. And for me, the loneliness dissipated. People trust me and they want to share with me. So I've designed this show to help you do the same. Sit back and enjoy as we all learn how to figure it out intimately as I bring on amazing guests, co-hosts, and we share beautiful stories, challenges, and some great tips on how to give you all that fun, passion, and intimacy in your life that you deserve also. And if you'd like to call in or ask questions, the number is always toll-free at 1-866-472-5792, or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so at tamron@figureitoutlive.com, or hit that email host button here on my host page, and it goes directly to me here. So today I am going to talk a little bit myself as an intro, but I do have a special guest coming on quarterway through the show. Her name is Debbie Ward. She's been on here before. Her and her partner were my co-hosts on here last year around this time. We finished up our last show together. We were together for 3-4 months here. We had a great time. I learned a lot from reading Debbie's book. We're going to talk a little bit about her book today, Debbie Ward, called Shake Your Soul Song. And she's got some special gifts that her and her partner are offering for this month of the holidays. And so she's going to talk a little bit about that. I love it when people that I'm affiliated with have special gifts for the holidays, because I just love to share a lot of the stuff that I've learned about myself. So the theme today is erotic holidays. And I know if you guys follow me regularly, this is part of my monthly theme of erotica, where I focus on erotic expression. So it could be where I interview guests or I interview people who have found very special or unique ways to express more of their erotic side. And you know, just being in this industry myself, I do have to say that, you know, meeting so many different people and holistic practitioners and authors and, you know, running the store here in Bell Fountain, which is called Tamron's Place, I attract some pretty interesting people. And I've recently been involved with motivational speaking locally here. And again, that has completely changed my world. It's about sharing and it's about expressing. And I'm going to share a little bit on what's actually happened for me a little bit later in the show today, because it's quite profound, actually, what happens when you write something down and you get the answers, or you get things brought into your world by expressing it. And there is nothing more powerful than writing things down. I don't know why, but the truth is, in my personal life, when I write something down that I want to create, it tends to happen. It doesn't always happen right away sometimes. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time. But if you keep focused on that and keep creating that intention, it will be provided for you. And sometimes what we ask for is actually showing up in a different way. So I find it very fascinating sometimes when I get something and then I realize, wow, I really did get what I was asking for. It just showed up in a completely different package. So yes, I do believe in synchronicity. So she'll be joining me right after the first break. So what I want to do is I want to just remind you guys to keep listening to the show. I'm going to announce it a couple of times today, because this is really like a gift giving show that we're going to do today in December. You know, a lot of people do have specials. So I put on Facebook today that I am also going to give away a free copy of my personal journal. I put photos of the actual journal up, and a couple of times I'm going to announce a special word. So if people email me or they message me on Facebook and they've heard that special word, one person locally here can win a copy of my journal, which is 100 pages. It normally retails for $40. And they're on special this month for $30 as well. So they're spiral bound. They're beautiful journals that I created about 10 years ago, actually, when I used to teach journaling classes. So they're very uplifting. They've got important questions in there for you to answer to keep your vibrational energy high, especially for this time of year, because we're so busy and there's always a lot going on. So I'm not going to mail this one. Normally I mail it, but this time I'm going to offer it to somebody locally here. So keep listening throughout the show today, because you could be the lucky person who is actually going to win. So if I get a whole bunch of people messaging me back, I'm just going to pick one person, okay? So I'll announce that a couple of times through the show, so you got to keep listening. And what else am I going to talk about? I do have another promotion that is coming up this month. I just want to get all my promos out before Debbie gets on board here. It is a tough time of year for people, and I know that when I was going through a lot of personal struggles, I found Christmas to be a very difficult time because I hadn't worked things out in my own personal life. Some of the things that I was dealing with maybe some friends, some good friends, and maybe some family members at the time. So sometimes Christmas isn't always a joyous time of year for everyone. And some people are actually alone during this time of year. They don't have family or friends who live nearby, or maybe a lot of their family has passed on. A lot of elderly people feel very lonely this time of year. It's not always joyous as much as we like to think it is. The reality is, for some people, it's not. So I am going to be offering a promo where we're going to be doing a holiday meditation. I'm going to announce all the final details in the next day or two, but I want you guys to keep listening. Email me, contact me on Facebook or whoever else you want to contact me, even email me through the show here. It's going to be a very, very cheap gathering that I'm going to put together, $25. I mean, this is going to be just so that more people can join in. It's going to be a 30-minute group meditation. And during that meditation, I'm going to share a personal story. We're going to get right rooted. We're going to ground ourselves together as a group, and we're going to do a 30-minute meditation so that you guys can feel calmer, so we can open our hearts, and we can just sort of bond together, because there's been a lot going on energetically, and there's been a lot of things happening to me as well personally where I feel like, you know, I'm being challenged on certain things, and sometimes it kind of throws me off. So it's only going to be $25. We are going to be on a teleconference line. The details will be coming up. So please, if you're interested, let your friends and family members know. This is dirt cheap, but again, I'm doing it so that more people can join in. And I'm going to throw in a bonus video that I actually created for an ebook that I'm hoping to get up online next year. So it's a quick 3-minute bonus video, and I'm going to offer it as well because it's a very, very powerful technique that I've been using in my life for, oh my gosh, I don't know, 10, 15 years, maybe 12, 15 years. It's one of the first things I ever learned how to hold my energetic body when I was going through a very, very stressful time, and it allowed me to just talk more openly with people. So I'm going to share that technique during the video. It's something I've used. It doesn't take a long time. The video itself is only 3.5 minutes as I explain how to do it, but it's very simple. It's very profound, and a lot of people say to me, how come I feel so connected to you? How come I feel like you're actually talking to me and not at me? And this is a technique that I learned from somebody else, but I modified it for myself, and you're going to be able to do the same because I'm going to teach you how. So I'm going to include that in the bonus video so that you will feel a lot more connected to the people around you, and you're not going to feel so isolated if you are going through a challenging time. And if not, if you're not going through a challenging time, that's okay too. Anything to enhance anything in our life, what I believe is you add another tool into the toolbox, and it just makes us more stronger, and it holds us together as a community per se, energetically. So for $25, you cannot go wrong with something like that. It's going to be my gift for the holiday season. So that is going to be offered as well. What else do I want to remind you guys? Because we are getting into a commercial. You know what? I think I'm going to just leave it at that. So what I'm going to do is just remind you guys, if you do want to connect with me, go to my YouTube channel. We've actually made a whole bunch of new YouTube videos. I'm starting to do inspirational videos, short stories that are 10 minutes long. They're going to be uploaded this weekend. A lot of people are enjoying my stories, as well as being on the radio here, and also we've got other videos coming up with some new workshops coming up for the new year. So check out my YouTube channel and Tamaron's TV and see what we've got going on there as well. All right. So just want to remind you, this is Tamaron and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So stay tuned for more with Debbie Ward after the break.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listen to the women's side of the fitness industry on Fitness RX Radio. If you're looking to stay healthy and look great, or are getting ready to compete athletically, this is the show for you. We'll look at competitions from the inside out, bring you fitness tips, nutrition to keep you on top of your game, and so much more. We want to hear from you, too, and we'll take your questions by phone or email. Tune in to Fitness RX Radio, airing every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel. Look and feel your best.
Being here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss being here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaran. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaran at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Hi, welcome back. This is Tamaran, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America. So Debbie Ward has joined us through the commercial break. Debbie, thank you for joining us here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Tamaran.
Yeah, I always love having you on the show. You know, a lot of my listeners, it's interesting, you know, you guys have been off my show, you and your partner, for, it's like a year now. I think it was last December we did the last show. I can't believe how fast time has flown by.
I agree.
I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I still get so many people commenting on some of the things we talked about with your partner, Jacques, about the semen retention and all the things we were sharing on that show. And I still get people, I encourage them to go back and to listen to some of those shows because I'm still fascinated how many men actually feel connected and safe to actually ask me questions like that. And so it's great that we still have those shows still available here that I can guide people to. I get more men asking me than women. I find that so fascinating.
That is fascinating. And, you know, I have to say, like, for me, because I have a few different websites and a few different blogs, and I track what people are reading. And one of my most read articles is the 5 health benefits of semen retention. So, and I see it, like, reposted on Reddit and stuff like that. So I think men are really, really curious and very, very interested in learning not just about semen retention, but then also like non-ejaculatory orgasms and multiple orgasms for men. And
yeah,
there aren't a whole lot of resources out there for that. And yet I think men are really, they're really, really curious and they really want to learn and they really want to understand more about it. And yeah, so it's just been a fascinating thing for me to watch that article consistently gets like several hundred views every day.
Yeah, it really is fascinating, and I just can't believe, like, again, I've probably seen a week already, just two people asking me, and they don't even really know me. It just goes blah, like, it just comes out, and it's mm-hmm. like, hey, I just know, you know, because I had a partner who I was working with, and he actually kept trying and trying, and I don't know if his new partner that he was with after me was comfortable, you know, learning the techniques or whatever. But just out of the blue, a few months ago, he messaged me and said, you know, by the way, like, you know, I decided to start practicing that semen retention technique again, and I finally got it. And
yay,
he just, yeah, and I was so happy for him. I said, you know, like, keep doing it, because you're right, the health benefits for men is unbelievable.
And also, I have to say, their sense of empowerment, because finally they have control over their ejaculation, right?
Yeah.
So guys have it hard. Like, I have to say, you know, it's like if they get, you know, a little bit, a little overexcited, whatever, it's like, boom, it's gone. And then they're kind of out of commission for a little while. So they really have it kind of, they got it difficult. So I think that's one of the biggest issues for men is not just retaining their semen, but also having choice and control over when they ejaculate, how they ejaculate, how often they ejaculate. So that's another thing the semen retention methods really, they empower men. I think, you know, for women, my focus is on women awakening their 11 different orgasms, and that's how they feel empowered. And I think for men, the focus is on being able to control ejaculation. That's where their source of empowerment.
Oh, absolutely. And I've even been working with men and women. I've been interviewing people about a concept that I'm putting a book together about. And it all stimulated from a conversation I had with you a few months ago, too, where I was talking about sexual fantasy exploration. And I thought, you know what? I want to see what men have to say about this. And, you know, the bottom line that comes up, and even for me as a woman, and a lot of the challenges I've had in my younger years and when I was married and being single, like, you know, the root of everything for women is, you know, we just don't feel sexy enough. We just don't feel empowered. You know, it's more to do with our physical body, that acceptance. And for men, it is more about performance.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And it does. It comes back to the same thing. And one of the articles that I first wrote about that, the response people said to me was like, oh my God, that's exactly what it boils down to all the time. So yeah, when you can empower someone like that, it's amazing, because I honestly believe there isn't enough education out there for men. I just don't.
I don't think there's enough education or sexual education out there for men or women. That's the thing, you know? I mean, seriously, it's like if you think of your high school sex education, it wasn't sex education. It was an anatomy lesson, right? It showed you where babies came from, but even the anatomy is incorrect.
Yeah.
It's not even accurate. Like, how many people knew that the clitoris is actually, like, most of it is under the surface?
Yeah.
And how many people know that we women have as much erectile tissue internally as a man has in his penis? Like, that blew my freaking mind. Like, how come nobody tells us that, right?
Yeah. And what's that woman? I know I saw her online. I don't know if you did it. That's doing that big organization to educate women about that. What's that called? Do you remember? What is it? I don't know.
Cliteracy, I think.
Cliteracy, yeah. That's great what she's doing.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And but the clitoris is just, I mean, there's a whole network of erectile tissue, and part of that's the clitoris. But then there's also areas that aren't necessarily directly related to, I mean, I guess it is because it's all interlocking, right? It's a network. It's all interlocking. But there's the perennial sponge as well. So a lot of women, and that's filled with erectile tissue. Like, who knew that? So when women have their perineums cut, you know, from childbirth, that's actually an erogenous zone that's being traumatized.
Oh, yeah. I'll share a quick story about that one really quick. I remember after my second son was born, I had both my kids natural. And they sent in, I think, right after the doctor came in, because it was pretty much the nurse giving birth, and then the doctor came in, I think, halfway through the delivery when my son was halfway out, because it was fairly quick with my second. And then the nurse came back up, and I heard her make a comment to – or I heard the doctor make a comment to her about stitching me up. And I bolted up and I said, why did I actually rip that bad? And she goes, oh, no, you didn't. I thought, oh, my God, they were going to stitch me for no reason.
Oh, my. They
were,
Jesus Christ. Yeah, wow.
I know. I was like, excuse me, but no one told me that, you know. I
should ask first, maybe.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, the stories of having children, like, I could write a book about what women go through, seriously, in a hospital.
You should. You should write a book. Because, you know what, there's actually, I think there's not enough conversation about that either. Like, the trials and tribulations. Because I think in our culture, we romanticize that, right? You know, childbirth and giving birth. And I had some friends of mine in Hawaii, a friend of mine who had given birth. And she's like, God, I wish... Nobody tells you that your vagina will never be the same.
Yeah.
Nobody tells you that your butt, like, nobody tells you. Everyone's like, oh, having babies, but nobody actually tells you, like, the raw truth is that stuff is going to happen and your body's going to change, and, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I know. We could just talk for hours. I know there's just so much out there. I'm actually going to do a quick video. I know you're doing some videos too. I found the book that my mother gave me when I moved last year. I found the book that my mother gave me for sex education.
What was it?
I kept it, and it's a sketchbook. I'm going to do a video about it, because I brought it here, and I thought, I have to make a video about this. This is just too funny.
Yay! I can't wait to see that. That's hilarious.
We're going to do a bunch this weekend. It's a video. We're going to do video mania. I've got so many things going on. So I've got my assistants are back because they've been in university. So it's like, bring it on. Okay, so we could chat forever. I know you've got some really cool specials going on. So can you share with the audience what you've got for this month?
Yeah, absolutely. So our Authentic Tantra online program, which you have access to, we have that on special for the holidays for only $227. And that's normally $300. And with the value, we have the estimated value of it at actually $599, which is like amazing. And but we cut that in half to share it with the masses. So it's actually on sale for the holiday for $227. And one of the things, you know, I was thinking about in regards to having that as a holiday gift, it's like we spend so much time and spend so much money on our health and wellness in other areas, like buying organic food and, you know, making sure we're eating well and doing yoga and, you know, aromatherapy. But how often do we actually invest in our sexuality? And especially for people who are in relationship, it's like, how often do you invest in the sexual aspect of your relationship? So so we thought that would make a really wonderful holiday gift for couples, the full Authentic Tantra online program. And I think they can get that through your website. Is that right, Tamron?
Yeah, they can go to authentictantra.com/Tamron, and that's how they can get in there. And that's exactly the program that I use too. So this program that Debbie is talking about, they gifted that to me actually before they were on my radio show. And I have to say, I learned so much, you know, and these are videos that, you know, you guys have created where you can watch them in the comfort of your own home. And you still have it so that people have access. It's a lifetime access.
Absolutely. It's lifetime. So that's, again, that's what I love about it. It's like you can watch this as long as the internet is alive, you know, it's like you have access. So one of the things we found in teaching Tantra workshops is people would come for the workshop, but it, like, they get so overwhelmed with so much information and then they would forget half of it.
Yeah.
So the great thing about having the online videos is that you can view and review at your leisure. And, you know, and it's a good 5+ hours of video material, plus you have exercises to do. So if you actually do the whole program, it's like 10 hours of Tantra that you get to do, right?
Oh, yeah.
With this program. So, yeah, and you can view it for the rest of your life. If you have one boyfriend or girlfriend when you view it the first time and then you break up and you have another one down the line, you can start all over again.
Oh, that's what I did, you know. And the second time around, I learned different things. It's just like reading a book for the second time because you have, yeah, you got that extra knowledge behind your belt, eh?
Exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, again, it's a really wonderful special on authentictantra.com/Tamron, and we'll hook you up for the holidays.
Yay. Yeah. And I just want to remind everybody as well that I do have your book available on my website on tamronsplace.com. And it's in my online store, and it's actually, I think, at the top of the page. It sits right there right now, and that's called Shake Your Soul Song. Could you share with us real quick before we go to break, you know, what's your favorite part about that book that you wrote? Because, I mean, again, I've given this book to women as gifts. I've sold copies, like, and I've read lots of stuff, but I just found your book so easy, and the way you wrote the book was beautiful. You know, it is about empowering the woman so that we understand ourselves to share that with our partner.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I so appreciate you sharing that. And for me, actually, my favorite part of the book is the Walt Disney syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
And because, you know, I think so much of our approach and our feelings, our attitudes around our sexuality have so much to do with our cultural programming and so much to do with our cultural conditioning. And I just find it over and over and over again with women that, you know, the idea of being fully orgasmic and fully sexually expressed in this culture is actually on some level terrifying because, yeah. Because shit might happen.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, or we get negative attention from men, and we also get criticized by other women. So I have to say, you know, the Walt Disney syndrome, where we actually really examine this idea that good girls don't and bad girls do, is for me one of the most powerful aspects of the book. But the part the feedback I get is that women love the 11 different orgasms. They want to know what they are and how they can have them too.
Oh yeah, and how can we train the men? or our partners, wherever, you know, doesn't have to
absolutely
be the guy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. How do we enroll our partners in our pleasure?
Yeah, come touch me. Okay, Debbie, it is commercial time, so thank you for sharing that with us. And yeah, so I just want to remind you guys, if you are interested in what Debbie is talking about, their program is $227 for the holiday season. So that runs till the end of December. And you can go to authentictantra.com/Tamron. And I'm sharing my special word in case you guys are listening for my free gift today. The word is gold. So we'll be right back after the commercial break. Stay tuned for more.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Find the healer within you. Listen for Chella's Chat with host Chella Zappia. Does your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual life seem out of balance? Often this lopsided outlook is what drives depression, and that can lead to illness and other problems in your life. Chella's Chat is a discussion program featuring guest experts plus your input. All together, we'll help you understand that there is hope. Tune in to Chella's Chat every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune into Lotus Radio, Nourishing Life with Jane Dabu. Every week for everything you need to take personal responsibility in your quest for optimal health. We'll discuss topics pertaining to alternative medicine, as well as answer your questions about diseases, health, mental, and emotional conditions, and spirituality. Our guest experts include researchers, medical professionals, and advocates. Lotus Radio can be heard live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America. So that was a special guest I had on, Debbie Ward, who I am affiliated with. Her and her partner are Authentic Tantra Teachers. Amazing courses that they offer. They do live events, but they have an amazing online home video course that they're offering for Christmas, or for the month of December, for $227. Normally, it's a $300 package, and it's actually a value of $600, too. So it's a 10-hour program. I encourage you guys, check it out. Go to my website, www.authentictantra.com/Tamron. Check it out. That is my affiliate link. That is actually the same program that I learned as well with my partner a year ago. So it really is empowering both for the female and the male, and you can do everything at your own pace. Again, you can watch the videos over and over. If you do purchase their program, you do get it for life. So I still have access to it, and sometimes I still enjoy watching it as well because there's just so much material in it. You can't really absorb it all at once. So I encourage you guys to check it out. Or if you have any questions, always feel free to contact me here through the radio. Click email host button here on the host page or email me at tamron@figureitoutlive.com. Okay, so I just want to announce again, my special word for the show today is the word gold, and that is for the people who'd like to win my personal journal. This is a 100-page journal that I actually created well over 10 years ago. They're made in Canada. They're spiral-bound. They're very thick paper, high quality. I sell them here in Bellefontaine. They're regularly priced $40. They're on special right now for $30. Again, these are journals that have very specific questions to keep your vibration high. It has an area for you to talk about your gratitude, and also an open area for you just to write down what it is that you're going through. And I'm going to share something very personal here right now. About 15 years ago, I was actually going through a very difficult time, and I had wound up in a counselor's office because I couldn't stop crying all the time, and I couldn't understand why. My father had just passed away. I finally realized that my marriage was a disaster, and my kids were young. I wasn't educated. You know, there was just so many things going on in my life. And so when I went to the counselor's office, she looked at me, and within 10 minutes, she said, "Oh, you suffer from codependency. Like, it's very obvious what's going on with you." And I didn't understand what it even meant. And she said, "One of the things that I'm going to encourage you to do is to start journaling." And I didn't understand why she meant that. She didn't go into too much detail, to be honest, about why she felt journaling would be good for me. But later on, maybe about a year or two later, I came across the importance of journaling through something else. It was more of a spiritual practice, more of New Age type of thing. And so what I did is I literally did start journaling. And how I journal is like this. I don't actually create anything specific. I do what they call autotomic writing, where you literally just pick up a pen, you pick up a journal, and you just write down your thoughts. So you're not worrying about grammar and punctuation. You're literally just writing your thoughts. And it's fascinating to see what I write down, because I'm just literally going blah on paper. And sometimes I'll look back and I'll read what I've written, and it blows my mind that how somehow I'm connected to something more divine is the only way I can describe it. And the truth comes out. So I can really connect to what I'm feeling as long as I remember to go into the emotion that I'm feeling that day and to just describe it. So that taught me a huge value on how to communicate with myself, because like I say in my intro of the radio show here, that is what I was actually lacking in my life, is I was lacking deep communication skills. But I didn't have the power to communicate because I didn't know before what my emotions were that I were actually going through. And so that's what where I was lacking. And so when I started learning how to do that, it just changed me as a person and it opened me up. And so this journaling became very profound for me. And not too much later, I started teaching it to people. And this is when I created these journaling books. And I still have quite a few available for sale. And a lot of people love how I've created them, because they are very, very specific questions. So they're great gift ideas. For $30, you can't go wrong. Most people don't journal every day. Sometimes I don't as well. It just depends on what's going on in my life. So this book for $30 is probably going to last you a good year, to be honest, unless you really are consistent with your journaling. And they're quite large as well. They're very nice. And so I encourage you, if you've never done this, or if you'd like an amazing journal, again, contact me. We'll see if we can get you a copy. We can maybe email it if you're not local. But for the people who do live locally here, I'm encouraging you guys, if you'd like to win a copy of this, again, if you give me the promo word called GOLD, you have a chance to win that. So depending on how many people we get, you know, I'll pull a name. So that is the word I'm going to be looking for if I ask you, if we connect with me through social media or through email. That's the word I'm going to be looking for. So again, it really is a powerful way. And the show is on erotica theme, is talking about how we express ourselves. Now, when I learned how to do that, the next thing that I found that was really profound is that I started talking to people in a different way. And The only way I can describe it very simply to you guys is that I started talking to people instead of at them. And there is a huge difference. And I noticed that with a lot of people who are around me. And I'm going to be honest, I don't like it when someone tells me what to do. But I feel inspired when someone shares how they feel or they share what they're going through so that I can relate on some level and I can learn what it is that I need to learn by just listening. And so this is how I basically communicate with the people that I communicate with now. And I've learned my lesson the hard way too. A lot of people would ask me for advice and they're looking for free stuff and, you know, they want to know what I've done or, you know, how I've gotten through something and I share what I did. And if it doesn't feel right for them, they're not going to do it. So I don't tell people what to do anymore because there's no point. People are going to do things when they're ready to do something. But if you share, like I've been doing, if I share what it is that I'm going through or what happened to me and what I learned about myself, then that's coming from a different place. And people are more willing and they're more open and they understand you better. And to be honest, I noticed that when I talk to people like that, they're calm and they trust you and it creates a different kind of relationship. So a lot of people say to me that they feel really safe around me. They feel connected. They feel like I'm a good friend. They feel like I'm a good listener. And it's not that, you know, I'm trying to be somebody's friend. I just talk to people differently. So that is how that all happened. And it's not really that hard to do. But the only secret you have to remember is that when you're journaling, you have to focus in on an emotion. And when I mean an emotion, I'm not talking about, oh, I feel good or I feel bad or whatever. You have to get right into the specific emotion. So it needs to be something like, you know, am I angry or I am jealous or I am overwhelmed. Or I feel helpless. These are real emotions that people are going through, and these are emotions that people tend to experience this time of year. There is so much going on. So if you're not in an environment, whether it's at work or it's around your friends or your family, where people are supporting you and encouraging you to do better, to cheer you on, hooray, hurrah, you know, I'm there for you. It's very, very difficult to stay uplifted. And so when you can journal and you can talk about what it is you're actually going through to yourself, it's going to give you the practice that you need so that you can express this to the people that are around you if you feel like things are coming to a head. All right. Now, this doesn't always have to be negative. I'm going to share. Sometimes, I'm writing things down because I'm feeling good about something or I'm excited about something. And so that keeps that vibrational energy high. And when our vibrational energy is high, we tend to attract what it is that we are. It's a simple concept. You know, it's based on the law of attraction. I know there are people that have written so many books about this stuff, but the truth is, whatever it is that you are using to keep your energy strong, it will attract different things into your life. So this can be very simple things such as exercising, you know, keeping our energy up and moving, because when we exercise, you know, our hormones are being released, those happy hormones, the feel-good hormones, you know, there's so many, four or five of them. And actually, Debbie talks about that in her book as well, even sexually. You know, when you're actually having orgasms or when you're in relationships where you're communicating and you're having healthy sexual boundaries in your relationships, those hormones are actually creating a vibrational energy in your physical body. And so you tend to attract the same type of things. And so it's really, really important. Food is also important as well. It's one of my favorite things I love to talk about because food actually has a vibrational energy to it. And with food, you can enhance your overall well-being based on what it is that you're eating. So in the wintertime, in times like this, depending on where it is that you live, you need to put food in your body that's going to keep the vibrational energy high and not give you an off balance. So where I am here, for example, in southern Ontario, it's cold out. So by eating food that is cold, it's actually going to create my body to get colder. So I need to eat and drink things that are going to balance out my energy. So I tend to drink more warmer liquids. I tend to drink, now this might sound weird to people, but I tend to drink things that are made from roots and tree barks. So there's lots of great stuff out there in your local health food stores that help keep your blood strong, that keep your immune system strong. We sell things here at Tamaron's Place here in Bell Fountain. Right now, this is what I'm brewing every day, is I'm brewing big pots of herbal immune-boosting drinks, and I add things like chocolate to them, and maca, which is an aphrodisiac, and so is chocolate, and I add vanilla, that's another aphrodisiac, so that we're getting everything that we need, and it's keeping the body strong. So these are just some really, really powerful tips that we can use in order to create that as well, to keep the energy and the pause, and to keep our bodies strong, because this is the time of year when we tend to be around a lot of people, when we're at special events and everybody's hugging and kissing and people are picking up germs. I know early in the week I wasn't feeling the greatest too, and I thought, oh boy, I got to get myself back on track, because this is the time of year that I can't afford to get sick. So, you know, rather than, you know, having a week out, you know, I was only out of it for a couple of days. But again, it's having the tools in your toolbox to know what it is that you need. And I am not a certified nutritionist, but if you're curious about any of this, I suggest contact someone who is certified, or contact a nutritionist, not so much a dietitian. Dietitians are more about menu planning and how to prepare foods and what foods to put together. So if you're really interested in what I'm talking about, I encourage you to check out an actual nutritionist, or even a holistic nutritionist or an herbalist. It's quite fascinating how we can use things from the earth to keep our body strong. So what I'm going to do is take my last break, and I just want to remind you, if you are someone who would like to pop in and pick up a copy of my personal journal, the word that I'm looking for is the word gold. So stay tuned for more with me, Tamron, here on Let's Figure It Out Intimately, and I'll be back after the last break.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
In the spirit of Have Couch, Will Travel, Dr. Carol Lieberman creates a haven of sanity in an increasingly insane world. Each day we are bombarded with news of events that have never crossed our wildest nightmares. Society is spiraling out of control and everyone is reeling from it. But now there's an answer. The best way to keep sane in this insane world is to tune in to Dr. Carol's Couch on Voice America. Dr. Carol, a certified media psychiatrist, will broadcast live from her Beverly Hills office every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Call or log in and get help with whatever is sending you reeling, whenever you need a soothing voice to calm and advise you. That's Dr. Carol's Couch every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on America's Voice, voiceamerica.com.
Want to know what's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network host? How about what's new with our network? Make sure you check out the iRadio blog, a look at what's hot at Voice America and beyond. Visit www.iradioblog.com today. Get the inside scoop on every channel on our network, including breaking news, featured guests, blog posts from our hosts, and much more. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter for even more inside action. Visit iradioblog.com today and stay connected.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific Time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. So today, my theme has been erotic holidays, and it's all a part of my monthly theme, which is erotica, and I focus on erotic expressions. So I had a special guest on earlier on the show. Her name was Debbie Ward, and if you're interested in what she was talking about for their holiday special, with it, which is their Authentic Tantra series, where you learn techniques that have been passed down from ancient times for women and for men. So there's enough videos for each. So you can learn how to have more pleasure, create deeper intimacy, and basically have an overall more fulfilling sexual experience with your partner. And it doesn't matter if you're bi or gay or straight, you know, it works always. So it's an incredible program. I've actually got a copy of this program. So I encourage you, if you are interested, please check it out under my website, authentictantra.com/Tamron. That is my affiliate link. So if you'd like to know more, please contact me by email or through social media, and the links are here on this homepage. It is an amazing package, and it's a regularly $300 price, a value of $599, but they are offering for the month of December a special of $227. So that is a really good deal. A really good deal. So I encourage you guys to check it out. And like I said earlier on in the show, if you're willing to win a copy of my journaling book, which is a 100-page Canadian spiral-bound book made in Canada. I mean, not Canadian, but I am Canadian. You're welcome to have an opportunity to try and win a copy. You do have to be local this time. Sometimes I mail it out, but this time I'd like somebody local to win so they can pop into my store and say hi here in Bell Fountain. So the secret word I'm looking for is, you got to let me know, is gold. All right. So if you have that word, I'll put your name in the hat and hopefully you will be the lucky winner. Again, it's a 100-page journal. Very, very empowering. So what I'm going to do is share with you a little bit here as well. This comes from a little yoga journal that I bought years ago. It's really cute, and they talk about the different seasons. Again, I'm a Capricorn, so I tend to follow the seasons impeccably. Like, it's amazing what I go through. And in the winter, I get very, very reflective. So it's a perfect time to really start reviewing, you know, what you've gone through, what you've done this year, and start thinking about your goals for the new year, or maybe just some things you'd like to try in your life, or, you know, just whatever. So it's perfect to have a journal. But in this little yoga book, I'm just going to share what this is. When they talk about the concept of winter, it means going inside. And it says here, winter powerfully reminds us of the importance of resting. We only need to observe our natural environment, barren trees and flower beds, cold temperatures, gray skies, to understand that our own organic rhythm at this time of year reflects the downcycling of activity. It is the perfect time to go inside, not just inside our physical shelters, but inside ourselves. And much of yoga practice is about putting our bodies into specific shapes, staying there mindfully, and experiencing benefits of strength, flexibility, and physical well-being. But yoga practice is not just about doing, it's also about being. In yoga, the opposite of active is not passive, but receptive. So for many of us, learning to be quiet, open, and receptive to whatever arises is one of the most difficult challenges in our lives. In wintertime yoga, we enter this inner journey through the calming effect of forward bends and the rejuvenating positions of restorative poses. Perhaps the dark and quiet hours of winter will become the best time for growth, inward growth that deepens our understanding of ourselves so that we can be whole and restored for the awakening that spring holds. So I just wanted to share that with you. Again, you know, this is part of my daily practice where I do go internally and I do think about what's coming up for me, whether it is positive or negative. So I'm encouraging you guys, if you've never really journaled, if you've never really expressed yourself by writing, please do so. And check out a way to contact me, and hopefully somebody will win a copy of that journal that I'm offering here as well. It really did change my life, and I cannot say enough. There's something magical that happens when you write things down. I don't know. I've had things happen to me, and when I share things with stories, even about people that I've met, opportunities in business, so many things have happened to me, and it all started because I started writing things down, and I put together what it is that I'd like to happen in my life. So I could literally write a book about some of the things that I've written, and of course I keep all my journals, and then what actually has shown up. So it really is a powerful tool when you connect to your subconscious. I cannot say enough about it. So it is that time again, and I just want to say thank you so much for taking that time out to spend it with me today and my guest Debbie Ward on the show. I hope that you've laughed or you've resonated with me in some way, or you feel compelled to listen again to the recorded version or share this show with your friends. Please always remember that my life is the same as yours. I'm not perfect. I'm not a supermodel, a porn star, or a celebrity. I'm just a crazy chick who wants to have more fun in her life without ever having to give up my personal boundaries. I want to be respected and to respect all the people, the friends and the coworkers, families and lovers in my life. And I needed to learn how to communicate, share, laugh at myself, and most of all, listen to the needs of the people I cared about so that I received the life that I fantasized about when I was young. And I didn't create it the first time, but I certainly found the tools to create what I want now. And that is exactly what I love to do the most, is to pass down that knowledge to you, my listeners. So thank you again for listening, and I hope you remember to come back again next week, because it will be a part of our four-play series. And it'll be on the show here, Tamara, and let's figure it out intimately. So cheers for now.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Please join Tamara again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Let's Figure It Out Intimately again.